Yeah, it
transmissions.
It could be.
Yeah.
Right? And so I said, yeah, so it's vulnerable, susceptible. Can't help you. And so they said, well, that's why we want you to help us.
Uh-huh.
And so we developed a whole analysis of where the breathalyzer is used, where the transmitters are located. They went out and made field strength measurements, went through the whole way that the state used the breathalyzer.
Uh-huh.
And so there were other things involved, the chemical analysis and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, to get to the day in court, it's now time to get me defined as an expert witness.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a couple days with this attorney questioning me, etc. Eventually, the court accepts me as an expert witness. And it happened that this was late in the day. And so the Attorney General's, Deputy Attorney General, is doing the questioning of me. I'm on the stand now, and they ask me, is this particular breathalyzer susceptible to RF energy? And I said, yes. The judge closes the court for the day. Recess until tomorrow. The New York Star Ledger has headlines, state's expert witness says it's susceptible. And so the Attorney General is calling this assistant who's doing this and saying, what's going on here?
Bad point for a recess.
Yeah, right. It was planned that way. First thing you got to do is say, yeah, it's susceptible.
Yeah.
But knowing it's susceptible, you've taken these precautions, and you can operate it in a legitimate way.
Yeah.
So eventually, this trial was in Monmouth County, and the trial judge was to give his report to the state Supreme Court.